Hello, folks. My name is Sam Chandrasekhar. I'm a program manager on Microsoft Azure, and with me is Romit Girdhar. Today, we're going to walk you through the process to build a real-time analytics and live dashboarding solution on website clickstream data using Microsoft Azure technologies. The specific Azure services that we will be using today include DocumentDB, Azure Stream Analytics, Azure Event Hubs, Microsoft Power BI, and Azure Blob Storage. For the purposes of this specific exercise, we will be using a clickstream website. We'll be generating website clickstream data using an e-commerce shopping storefront. The data that will be generated will be in the JSON format, and we'll be using DocumentDB, Microsoft's NoSQL Cloud Resident Database, for the purposes of storing this data. We will be using this technology called Azure Event Hubs, which is a low latency, high resiliency queue to essentially aggregate and store these events as they're generated from our clickstream website example that Romit will bring up in just a little bit. Azure Stream Analytics is our fully managed complex event processing solution in the cloud, and we have a simple SQL-like query language that you could use to write powerful and advanced analytic solutions that do aggregations on temporal windows on these events coming in. We have blob storage, which essentially allows you to store these events for batch processing at a later time. And this essentially enables this whole notion of a Lambda architecture where you have a stream of hot data coming in and you can perform real-time analytics on top of that, as well as aggregating that to cold storage where you can apply powerful machine learning algorithms to essentially extract powerful insights from this data in an offline basis. We will be using Microsoft Power BI, which is our dashboarding solution for the purposes of real-time dashboarding. What I'm gonna do is give you an overview of our solution itself. I have this on my dashboard here. So our example will have this website for which is essentially going to generate a bunch of clickstream data that we will store in DocumentDB that I'm hovering my mouse over, that component right there. This real-time data, as it's generated, will be aggregated and stored in Event Hub, our low-latency, high-resiliency distributed queue, which will get ingested into Azure Stream Analytics. And Azure Stream Analytics will perform the interesting analytics that we will demonstrate in a little bit and send it off to Power BI, where we can draw pretty graphs from based on real-time data coming in. And we will also be storing that in Azure Blob Storage to essentially complete our Lambda architecture. This exercise will have three parts. The integration piece between our website and DocumentDB will be the first part. The second part will include integration with Event Hubs and some parts of Stream Analytics. And the final component would be outputting from Stream Analytics to Power BI as well as Azure Blob Storage. So I'm going to transition over to Romit, who will essentially kick off the first part that I just alluded to. I do want to mention that all of this and more is based on artifacts that we have published on GitHub. And if we can transition back to my screen, I have just highlighted the URL at which you can find these artifacts hosted on GitHub. What we will do is we will also include this in the description of this video as it is uploaded onto Channel 9. All right, now I'll transition over to Romit, who will walk you through building this solution out. Romit, great.
Thank you very much, Sam. Thank you. So as Sam talked about it, essentially we're trying to create an e-commerce experience. And the reason why we're trying to create an e-commerce experience is because it's regardless of what industry you come from, what background you come from, you've probably shopped at an e-commerce website. You probably know how it works. You've seen recommendations being shown on websites. You've probably purchased, so you know how purchased an item on the website, so you know how the actual purchasing path takes place. And which is why we've chosen that as our IoT scenario or our near real-time scenario. Essentially, the architecture that Sam walked through could be applied to any IoT path, any IoT analytic scenario. So in this case, since we are using a retail scenario, we need we need a service that can host our data, that can host our reference data or product catalog data. In this case, we need a place to store our product data that would be displayed or that would be pulled, in our website, and so that our shoppers can see what are the different products that we're actually selling. So the first thing to do here is to create what we call as Azure Document DB. Azure Document DB, as Sam mentioned, is a NoSQL document store within Azure. So let's get right into this. So we're going to go into our Azure portal. And there's a beautiful Azure portal. We're going to click on new, and with the new, we're going to click on data and storage. We're going to go into data and storage, and within data and storage, we will see there's something called as Azure Document DB. I'm going to click on that. Let's give it a unique name. So in this case, I'm going to call this build data code lab docdb. As you can see, it's a unique name since it is very long. Again, I'm gonna pick a resource group. Now, resource group is something that's it's a little confusing for a lot of folks. It's not really meant to be binding, but it's more for you to understand how your solution is doing. So the rule of thumb is to keep all of your services that you're using within one solution in the same resource group. That helps you to get the bill that Microsoft sends you for consumption of Azure by each resource group, and that helps you or that enables you to understand how much your solution is costing, and so accordingly you can charge your customers and understand what you should be understand how your solution is doing. So in this case, I'm going to use the same resource group. I'm going to use the build code lab is what my resource group is going to be called. I'm going to keep it in the West US location because I am located in the West US, and I'm going to go ahead and click create. It should take less than a minute to deploy. While that's getting deployed, what we're going to do is we're going to start our Visual Studio solution for our website. It does use ASP.NET Core. So the way to do this is, again, I highly recommend that you download the GitHub repository. So as you can see, I have the GitHub repository downloaded. I'm going to go on the module one, which is intelligent application, go into source, and we are in exercise one. We're going to go into the begin folder, and within begin, you'll notice that there's a Visual Studio solution for Parts Unlimited. We're going to go into Parts Unlimited, and we're going to, kick it off. To help you, I actually already have Parts Unlimited solution opened up, and as you can see, I have a Parts Unlimited and a Parts Unlimited models project within that solution. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and check to see if my DocumentDB has finished installing deploying, and it looks like it has. So I can click on that, and it will give me a URL to go to my DocumentDB store. The other way to navigate this is to actually go into the left pane as well. And as you can see, I have a DocumentDB accounts there. So I can just easily go in this. The one that I just recreated right now is the one up top. I'm going to select that. You'll notice that I have no databases. It says that no databases exist. So the first thing to do, even before we launch our website, is to create a database, create a collection, create some products so that we can display them on our website, so that we can show the customers what we're selling. So we're going to go back in, and the first thing that we're going to start is, again, we're going to go into module one. We're going to go into source, and in this case, we're going to go into module one under source, under EX1, and we're going to go under assets. Within assets, you'll notice there's a folder for product catalog sample data. Let's go ahead and open that Visual Studio solution. I already have this solution opened up to save some time. As you can see, it's a simple console application. It has four classes. One's the program, and the other one's the DocumentDB test data. If I actually open up this file, you'll notice that it actually has a lot of hard-coded stuff, and rightly so, because we want to, you know, we want to start inserting some data into our product catalog. As you can see, we're selling halogen headlights, we're selling bug-eye headlights, we're selling turn signal light bulbs. And with this, I understand that, you know, I am actually, I actually own an e-commerce website that sells, you know, supplies for your car. And so this could be anything from, you know, wheel and tire supplies to lighting supplies, you know, to anything else. So in this case, as you can see, I have a bunch of different products, sample products that I have. What we're going to do is we're going to put all this information into DocumentDB and then use DocumentDB to, you know, to read from DocumentDB. We're going to host our website, you know, and read data from DocumentDB. So in this case, I'd like to point your attention to, you know, the initialized parts unlimited database sync method. This is again in the DocumentDB test data. What this method does, or this task, is it basically calls, you know, the insert DocumentDB test data method only if the DocumentDB is empty. So it first checks to see if the DocumentDB is empty. If it is, then it goes in and it calls the method. In this method, as you can see, it's calling the get categories and the get products method. And as you can see, my get categories and my get products are both hard-coded with categories and products respectively. And within our program.cs, you can see that I'm actually calling the initialized parts unlimited database async method. And again, that points to this this file. Two things we have to do. We have to put in our endpoint and our auth key for our DocumentDB. So we're going to go in to our document data store. You'll notice that in the settings section, we have a keys section there. We're going to copy the URI here, and we're going to paste it into our endpoint there. Similarly, we're going to go in and copy either the primary or the secondary key, whichever one you feel comfortable. Those are meant to help you switch keys out pretty effectively. We're going to go in and we're going to paste one of the keys in. Once I save it, I'm going to go ahead and click on Start. What this is going to do is this is going to populate my document database. Apologies, it was set to release. Not a big deal. It's going to go ahead and initialize the DocumentDB. It's going to add products to the document database. And as you can see, it has already done that. And I can press any key to exit. All this code is actually available to you in the GitHub repository. So, you know, feel free to go in and go walk through the code. As I said, it's a simple application. It's a simple console application. It doesn't really, you know, do much except for just add products to the DocumentDB data store that we have created. So going back, we need to make sure that the DocumentDB documents actually got added. So we're going to go ahead and refresh this. We're going to go back into our document data store account, and as you can see, I now have one database in this. Since my website is called Parts Unlimited, I chose to call my database Parts Unlimited. I have a collection for products, and if I go into products and I go into Document Explorer, you will notice that I actually have multiple documents. If I click on any one of these, you'll notice that they actually have the same kind of information that we showed in the Visual Studio solution there. So that being said, our document data store is ready to go. Our website is ready to get powered. And in order for us to complete this, all we need to do is open up our Parts Unlimited solution, which I believe you guys have already done. What we're going to do right now is we're going to open up config.json. Within config.json, if I scroll down, I will notice a section for DocumentDB here. I'm going to go through the same exercise. I'm going to put in my endpoint, and I'm going to put in my auth key. Let's go ahead and copy my endpoint again. And to do that, I have to click on settings, go into my keys, and pull the URI. This helps our solution understand which document database to talk to. Now that I've done that, Let's first go ahead and fire up our website. Let's see what our e-commerce website looks like. And then once we have an idea of what it looks like, let's walk through some of the code and understand how to actually work with document database. And go ahead and build this solution. Now that my build has succeeded, start this solution up. Since it is the first time that this solution is loading up, it is going to take a couple seconds. And as you can see, my website has now completely loaded. If I scroll down, you will notice that I actually have my product catalogs that are populated here. If you noticed a couple seconds ago, when we looked at the document data store, we did check out BugEye headlights. And as you can see, they've popped up right here. So these all actually get populated using DocumentDB. So as you can see, our database has successfully loaded, and our website, as a result, has successfully loaded. Again, this website, the code is open sourced, and it's available to you. It's actually within our GitHub repository. You can always go in and take a look at it. So the next thing that we're going to do is, now that our website has loaded, let's walk through document database. Let's try and understand how to work with DocumentDB, how to connect to it, how to create documents, how to create collections, and more importantly, how do you read data from DocumentDB. So we're going to go into our Visual Studio solution. We can either keep it open, keep it running, or we can stop it. Completely up to you. I'm going to just let it run. What I'm going to go through is a couple files here. The first thing that we're going to look at is productsrepository.cs. Again, it implements this interface, which is iProductsRepository. Let's run through and let's walk through and understand what this file actually does. It first of all, user constructor gets all the important pieces of information it needs to actually connect to DocumentDB. Next thing it does is it has a client method that basically creates a DocumentDB client. In order to talk to DocumentDB, you need to have a client, a DocumentDB client. That you can use to talk to Azure. So in this case, it has a DocumentDB client. It has a method for database, and it has a method for collection as well. What we're gonna the next thing, and this is the more important piece, is we have a get document by ID. We also have a get by ID method, which is pretty much the same as get document by ID. You could use either or. In this case, I think we've used get document by ID. Again, as you can see in this, what we're doing is we're using the set method. What the set method does is it actually creates the query or sets up the query for you. And we'll look at this the set method really quickly. It's a simple link query where I'm making sure that my document ID matches the ID that I want. And I'm making sure that it returns as enumerable. And just picking the first one here. Next, you'll notice that I also have a find method where it's more of a predicate-based search. Again, based on whatever you're trying to search, you could put in your predicate and search for multiple documents. Now, these could be search criteria, among other things. What I'd like to pay attention to, again, we have our set method here. As I said, it sets up your DocumentDB query. Doesn't really do anything more than that. It just sets up your query. Again, it doesn't fill in the body of the query for you. You have to do that. What I'd like you to pay a little bit of attention to is the create and create or update async method. What this does is it first checks if a document exists in the document database. If it does, then it replaces the document. Again, it basically updates the document or replaces it. And if the document doesn't exist, then it goes ahead and it creates a document. And again, these are methods that are they're exposed by the DocumentDB client that are readily available. So that's how you could create documents, replace documents, update documents. Similarly, we have delete async that lets you delete documents. Just like we looked at documents, you can do the similar kind of actions on databases and collections as well. And as you can see, it first reads the database, checks if the database exists. If it doesn't, then it goes in and creates a database. Similarly, with collections, it's pretty much the same kind of flow there for the collections as well. So that is just how easy it is to work with document database. As you can see, it exposes a lot of different methods. We do have documentation up on the Azure website, so you can always go in if you're interested in working with DocumentDB. Again, it's a NoSQL data store, so you don't really have to be worried about what the schema should look like and whatnot. Each document can have a separate schema within the same collection itself. If you've ever worked with MongoDB, this is actually very similar to MongoDB, but just takes away the whole management piece and lets you just work with your data and lets you be concerned with your data as opposed to the whole management piece of the database. So that being said, we've just walked through DocumentDB. We've walked through how to connect to DocumentDB, how to create databases, how to create collections, how to update databases and how to update collections. We've also walked through how to add documents to your document database. We've also seen how to fetch documents from your document database. Again, it's a link query to do so. And finally, we've actually managed to spin up our Parts Unlimited retail website. So that's the first step of creating our end-to-end solution is to get our website up and running. That being said, we're going to come back for part two with Sam and I, and we're going to talk about how to integrate our website with Azure Event Hubs, and then how do we start processing our data in near real time using Azure Stream Analytics, and finally, how do you visualize your data in near real time using Power BI. So thank you again for joining.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Romit, for walking through that DocumentDB creation and integration workflow. Next up, we'll be talking about how we can actually generate these clickstream events and have them routed to event hubs for the purposes of near real-time processing with Azure Stream Analytics, like Romit described. So thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you.